What's good? What's good? I am back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast. Got a bunch of topics to get into, a bunch of sports related, one music, and one kind of political world event. First, let me get into my last night scores. NBA, Charlotte, my Charlotte Hornets beat the Knicks. Matter of fact, that's Friday, getting into Saturday. Oh, hold up, I'm tripping. So it wasn't no games last night. What was there? Oh yeah, Miami beat Utah, 111-105. Philly lost to Indiana. Of course, Philly is without Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons. So, Washington beat Orlando. Even though Orlando sucks, Washington is the number one team in the East right now. And I said earlier in the year that I like Washington Wizards on paper, man. They look good on paper. Spencer Dinwiddie, Bradley Beal, Montrezl Harrell, Kyle Kuzma, KCP, Bertans, and Denny Avdija. New Orleans Pelicans beat Memphis Grizzlies, which is shocking because the Pelicans, I mean, it's only a second win this season. Detroit beat Toronto. Of course, Toronto is without like a couple players right now. Boston lost to Cleveland. Let's talk about that real quick. I guess, Dennis Schroeder took the last shot at the end of the game. I guess because he was leading the score, he felt like, you know, he should be taking the last shot. That's not how it always works. It's because you lead and score in the game doesn't mean that you should just take the last shot. You know, the guy who's the most clutch at hitting shots should be taking it. And the Clippers waxed Minnesota. So that's that. Let me get in my NFL. We got games today. Let's see. Let me go over my predictions. If you're following live on TikTok, please hit that follow. Pre-recorded on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. Come on, internet, pull up. Okay. Give me a minute here. It's not pulling up. Alright, so NFL games. Alright, so here we go. We got Saints and the Titans. Huh. I mean, Titans was one last game without their best player. I'm going Titans over the Saints. I had to think about that for a little bit, man. I mean, Saints are actually the second in the division. They're playing a lot better than I thought. Got Bills and Jets. I mean, no way the Jets beat the Bills. Lions and Steelers. No way the Lions beat the Steelers. You got Jags and Colts. Jags won last game, but I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I'm going Colts. Buccaneers and Washington, I'm going Buccaneers. Browns and Patriots, I'm going Browns. Falcons and Cowboys. A lot of people think the Falcons are going to upset the Cowboys. I'm going to pay that too. Falcons over the Cowboys, Panthers and Cardinals. Panthers are getting demolished by the Cardinals, even if Cam Newton comes back today. I don't see it happening. Vikings and Chargers. I'm going Chargers over the Vikings. It's time for Vikings to go ahead and move on for Kirk Cousins. They're just not what they were 2 years ago. Seahawks and Packers. I'm going Packers. Eagles and Broncos. We'll go Broncos. Chiefs, Raiders. I'm going Raiders. 49ers, Rams, and I'm going Rams over the 49ers. Not too many upsets. I don't see too many upsets this week whatsoever. Maybe a few. But that's the scores for the NBA. That's my predictions for this week. Let me get into a few topics. Okay. I've seen a Jaylen Brown for Ben Simmons trade. I'm going to tell you right now that makes no sense. I mean, for the Sixers, it makes all the sense in the world. If you can get Jaylen Brown, of course, I would think if Jaylen Brown gets traded to the Sixers, I would think Ben Simmons and it would be like Ben Simmons and Marcus Smart. Oh, no, my bad. Ben Simmons and Tobias Harris for like Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart or something. Because Jaylen Brown and Tobias Harris pretty much play the same position. I mean, you can put Jaylen Brown at small forward, Tobias at power forward, and Joel Embiid at center, I guess. And then you got Seth Curry and Danny Green in the backcourt and whatnot. But, yeah, for the Celtics, it don't make no sense at all. I mean, unless they're just trying to go to rebuilding mode. I mean, yeah, Ben Simmons is a three-time All-Star defensive, you know, first-team All-Defense. But he ain't no Jaylen Brown, man. Jaylen Brown is playing hard on both ends of the floor. Jaylen Brown could put up 25 on any given night, 7-8 rebounds, few assists, some steals, some blocks. And he's pretty much damn near almost as good as a defender as Ben Simmons, you know. So this is what I would think about that trade. That trade makes no sense. My next topic, Celtics. Celtics are in trouble, man. Celtics just lost to the Cavs. And don't get me wrong, the Cavs, they look decent this year. I mean, the Cavs aren't they're not the worst team in the league on paper. But I don't think this record that the Cavs have is going to hold up. Cavs making the playoffs and all that. I don't see that going to hold up, especially now that Colin Sexton's hurt too. So I don't see that holding up one bit. You got Dennis Schroeder. He only comes in spurts. Marcus Smart only in spurts. You got Jaylen and Tatum, but I don't know if maybe it's time to get rid of Jaylen Brown. Maybe it's time to move Marcus Smart. Dennis Schroeder definitely ain't getting no. Dennis Schroeder, I guarantee, would not be playing for the Celtics next year. Celtics, man, I mean, they were just in the Eastern Conference Finals, if I'm not mistaken, like a couple years ago. And then went to back-to-back, if I'm not mistaken. Don't quote me. I could be wrong. But Celtics, they got to get it together, man. They got to get it together. Celtics are big trouble. We'll get to this another basketball topic. Watched the interview with Draymond Green and DeMar DeRozan. And I just want to go over the unfair portrayal of DeMar DeRozan. You know, all due respect, people be like, well, Kawhi Leonard, you know, he instantly came and he won a championship for Toronto. All due respect, man, Kawhi Leonard only won a championship with Toronto because of a lucky bounce. And Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson got hurt in the NBA Finals. And if Kevin Durant doesn't get hurt, Toronto doesn't win that championship. You know, so it's an unfair portrayal of DeMar DeRozan, who's putting up 25 a game right now. Him and Zach LaVine, his Bulls, him and Zach LaVine and the Bulls, they're like, you know, easily in the playoffs right now. They're probably going to easily stay in the playoffs. Yeah, DeMar DeRozan plays hard on both ends of the floor. Great mid-range. Not the greatest three-point shooter, but everybody ain't got to be the great three-point shooter in the league, man. I know people act like if you can't hit threes in a league, you can't do nothing. That only works for big men. That don't work for somebody like DeMar DeRozan, who put up 25, you know, and 6 and 6 every single night. You know, he didn't ask to be traded. He was upset for being traded. And I think DeMar DeRozan, I think Lakers are clearly made a mistake by not getting DeMar DeRozan. I really do. They really made a mistake by not getting DeMar DeRozan. I think if they have DeMar DeRozan right now, they don't have these chemistry issues. I mean, he could easily play two guard. Of course, they wouldn't necessarily have a legit point guard, you know, that could run the offense. But, you know, LeBron could run the offense when he's healthy. DeMar can play some point guard if LeBron is hurt. You know, but yeah, he's definitely unfairly portrayed. DeMar DeRozan be balling, man. He be balling. And if I'm not mistaken, the Spurs been in the playoffs. I think he's been in the playoffs almost every year of his career since he's been an All-Star. All right, let me get into a couple football topics. Raiders had a bad week. What is this guy? Damon Arnett. Threatened to kill a fan on social media, and he got cut. I mean, what is up with these dudes getting on live on social media, showing all their guns, you know, acting like they Billy the Kid and, you know, Wild Bill Hitchcock, or, you know, they Al Capone or something like that? You know, you're an athlete, man. You're not a gangster. I don't want to hear no athlete. The only athletes that this is the thing, man. It's like I tell rap, like I talk about rappers and all. Real gangsters ain't trying to be athletes. Real gangsters ain't so concerned with being rappers. Maybe a small portion, and that's it. The majority of real gangsters are just concerned with being real gangsters. You know? So all you athletes still trying to play gangster, Big Bad Willie, you know, like, what do you think was going to happen? I mean, first of all, they can lock you up just because you threatened somebody on social media with, you know, assault weapons nowadays. I mean, they're locking people up for everything nowadays. You get canceled for saying things that people don't like. I mean, yeah, you could get locked up for threatening somebody on social media, I'm pretty sure. Or they can bring some kind of charges to you and whatnot. But, yeah, he's a complete idiot, complete moron. Like, just because somebody on social media says I'm 5 minutes away, you actually believe that. Not knowing that everybody on the internet is a gangster. Everybody on the internet's a tough guy. It's like the telephone tough guys. Internet gangsters all over the place. It's easy for somebody to be talk tough and talk all hard when they're in a whole nother state, a whole nother city. You know, you're not even in the same county, the same zip code. It's easy to talk tough. But dudes sitting there, like, people talk tough to me online. I mean, like, oh, that's what I do. I brush it off. You know, it's like, so what? Dudes in some little internet punk in a whole nother state, whole nother city. Like, you know, unless you come into my house, knocking on my door, what are we talking about here? And if you do that, you get turned to Swiss cheese. I ain't going to get on social media and show you my 12-gauge. I'm going to turn you to Swiss cheese when you come knocking on my door. You know, and I ain't going to sit there. Once you say you're 5 minutes away, I ain't going to get on social media and, you know, brag about, yo, I got the 12-gauge ready to go and, you know, pop somebody. No, man. If he knocks on my door, then guess what? It'd be one of the worst days of his life, you know? And that's how it should be, man. So somebody actually comes knocking on your door. What are you sitting there getting on the internet acting tough guy for, showing on your guns? Like, I'll kill you. I'll kill you. And this is a fan. We talking about, this is a sports fan, you know? You like Jeezy getting mad because a fan touches you. I mean, you know, fans do help you get that big paycheck, that $1 million contract you get It's because of the fans. You know, so dude, talking about killing fans. Hell yeah. You talking about killing fans on social media? Any business you work for, if you talking about killing the customers, hell yeah. Fired. Gone. This is what happens, man. You're gone. You're fired. On to the next. And another Raiders topic. I went over this Henry Ruggs thing, but I want to talk a little bit more about this Henry Ruggs thing. Like, I know people like to make excuses that, you know, when people get all this money, they don't know how to act, this, that, and the third. Most of these people, stop it. Most of these people were acting like this without the money or would act like this without the money that do these kind of things. Like, when you're driving 150 miles, if you're not a race car driver, and you're driving 150 miles per hour, I mean, you're asking for it. You're asking for it. You know, it's like jumping out of a parachute. I mean, jumping out of an airplane with no parachute, damn near. You know, like this Henry Ruggs thing gets to me because I remember my last day when I was staying in Rockingham, North Carolina, and I was on the phone with a friend, and I watched this car drive down the this country road, and it wasn't a dirt road, it was a paved road, but they were going like probably like 100 miles per hour, had to be at least 100 miles per hour, and there's no traffic on this road whatsoever, so there's no reason, like, there's no reason that it had going for 100 miles per hour. I'm self-employed, my time is money, and so if you're not self-employed, Your time is not money. Your time is not that important for you to have to drive 100 miles per hour just to get home fast or something. But literally, the car hit the dirt driveway coming around the curve and swerved off the road and went into a tree. Now, I was on the phone with my friend. I instantly told him, like, yo, man, I just saw somebody swerve off the road and hit a tree. And he's like, yo, you need to get off the phone and call the 911. I instantly said, nah, because they're dead. And I was right. There's no way that they were alive. There was nothing the ambulance was going to do. I mean, they instantly went head on 100 miles per hour with a car. Like, you drive, and dude was driving 150 in a Corvette. Like, you playing with fire, man. Like, whatever happens to him, if he never plays NFL again, so be it. You get what you deserve when you play with fire, man. You get burnt, man. You know, if he does 5 years in prison because he took a life, and I know some people, you know, like, the person's dog died too, I think it was. The dog or the cat? It was the dog or the cat. I think it was the dog. So a 23-year-old woman died and a dog. I'm going to tell you right now. My dog is right here staring at me. And come on, puppy. Well, jump in my lap real quick. Come on. Oh, she ain't gonna jump in my lap. My dog, if something happens to her, I'm gonna be upset. I'm gonna cry. Like, if somebody was to run over my dog in front of me, they wouldn't live a second longer. I'll kill somebody over my dog. Yes, I said that on live on YouTube, social media. I'll kill somebody over my dog. Because my dog is like family to me. And people kill over family. You know, you mess with my mom, you mess with my sisters, my brother-in-laws, my niece, nephew, and my dog, and anybody in my inner circle, you know, when you ain't got no business messing with them in the first place, I mean, yeah, I'll defend their lives with mine. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, Henry Ruggs played with fire. He gets burnt. I mean, you took a life, and I'm tired of people saying that murderers or people that take lives deserve second chances when the life you took never gets a second chance. I mean, it's such a hypocritical stance. So the person alive still, oh, they deserve a second chance. Yeah, because they got their second chance. They're still alive. The person who's dead doesn't get a second chance. When you take a life, unless it's in self-defense, You don't deserve a second chance as far as I'm concerned. If you get one, like I said, so be it. But do you deserve one? No, you took a life, and that life will never get a second chance. You got your second chance. You're still alive while the other person is dead. So whatever happens to Henry Ruggs, I wouldn't feel sorry for him. If he does 10 years in prison, I wouldn't feel sorry. If he doesn't play a day in the NFL again, I don't feel sorry for him. And anybody who thinks that he deserves a second chance when he took a life, this is what I think about the second chance. That 23-year-old girl doesn't have a second chance. Her life is over, and the dog's life is over. And I value my dog's life over every human life that's outside of my family. If you ain't my family, guess what? I don't value your life over my dog's life. My dog is more important to me than any stranger's life. That's another reason why I got this upset about this stance where, like, it's my responsibility to protect complete strangers from COVID that don't give a rat's ass about me, don't care about me, they don't care about my existence. I know it's not my responsibility. You know? All right, so this is another Raiders topic. John Gruden sues the NFL. Well, John Gruden is suing the NFL. He has a case. I mean, is it just coincidence that out of all the emails that the NFL has gathered, all the emails they have gathered, it's just coincidence that only his emails were leaked to the New York Times. All these emails, there's no other emails in there that are saying anything negative. Nothing. All these emails, there's nothing else going on. It just seems like coincidence. It's definitely the NFL leaked the emails. Which, you know, what happened to snitches get stitches? You know, it's funny to me how it's now y'all making it to where it's okay to snitch on people, you know, for something they might have said in the past. But we can't snitch on nobody for no crimes or nothing else. Like, snitching is snitching, man. You know, so the NFL snitched on this dude. They're trying to ruin his image, ruin his character. They cost him a ton of money. The NFL is definitely behind it. He's definitely behind it. Is it criminal? I don't know. But it does warrant a lawsuit as far as I'm concerned. Because it's not just coincidence that only his emails leaked to the New York Times. It's a setup. It's a snitch move. It's a setup. It's a try to tear down your character, defamation, whatever. And even if he did it, this is what's really starting to upset me about this little cancel culture BS. If we're going to start crucifying people for things they said 15 years ago, I'm going to tell you right now, everybody on this planet has made a racial remark 15 years ago. Anybody that's 20-something, 30 years old, I guarantee 15 years ago, they made a racial remark. So everybody on this planet should be canceled as far as I'm concerned. Nobody is innocent in this shit. Everybody says hateful shit to people or about people at some point in their life. Everybody. This idea that Tim Tebow has never, ever said anything hateful about somebody in their life is bogus. Everybody hates something or someone. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what anybody says. Because everybody doesn't get along with everybody. Everybody doesn't like everybody. And we're going to keep crucifying people for things they did 15 years ago. That everybody on this planet needs to be crucified as far as I'm concerned. They all need to be canceled. Including me, I've done things, I've said things that about people that I hateful before, especially when I was younger, you know, when I didn't know no better, when I have no father figure whatsoever in my life, you know, when I have nobody to try to fully teach me right from wrong and stuff. I had to learn as I go on the fly. Everybody makes mistakes. We gonna keep crucifying people for mistakes, man. Everybody needs to be crucified. Nail everybody to a cross. Everybody on this planet. Because everybody makes mistakes in life. And some are worse than others. You know? All races of all people make hateful remarks about other races. I've seen it my whole lifetime. I've seen blacks make racial remarks to Hispanics, Hispanics to blacks, whites to blacks to whites to Hispanics to whites to Asians to whites. I've seen it my whole life. And it's still going on, you know. But if we're going to keep crucifying people and cancel people for 15-year-old mistakes, then everybody needs to be crucified and canceled, because everybody makes mistakes, especially in the past. We all have to make mistakes to learn from them. This idea that you can't even make a mistake once, you can't even make a mistake once, and you get canceled or crucified, that is so bogus. That is so weak. That is such a weak way of thinking. But somebody could kill somebody. Somebody could do cold-blooded murder, and they deserve a second chance. But a person who makes one racial remark doesn't deserve a second chance. If we're saying that saying a racial remark is worse than killing somebody, then anybody who thinks that is a scumbag of a human being. You're the most awful, terrible human being. The worst thing you could do in this world is take a life. That's the worst thing you could do, is take a life. There's nothing worse that could be done to anybody on this planet while they're still alive than taking a life. If you're still living, there's nothing nobody's doing to you that's worse than somebody taking your life or taking a life. That's the worst thing you could do. It's the ultimate sin. If people believe in sins and right from wrong, it's the ultimate sin. Because unless your life depends on it, unless somebody's trying to kill you, there's no justification for you taking a life whatsoever. But if a black kid gets beat up by a bunch of white kids and he calls them honkies and crackers, I'm justifying that. He just got jumped by a bunch of white kids. Yes, it's not right to make racial remarks, but when you get jumped by a bunch of people of one race, yes, you're going to exhibit hate towards that race of people, because they're exhibiting hate towards you. This idea that hate is a one-way street is bogus. This is what I think about hate being a one-way street. Hatred goes both ways, just like love. Like, if I love somebody and they don't love me back, that's not love. Same thing with hate. It's not full-blown hate if I'm just hating on them and they're not hating on me. It's not just 100% hatred. Just like love is not love unless it's both sides of the fence, you know. So, yeah, man, we got to stop crucifying people for mistakes they made in their past. Unless we could prove that they've made these mistakes over and over and over and over and over again. But one time we see somebody make a mistake, we want to throw them on the cross, crucify them, and cancel them. If that's the case, everybody needs to be crucified and canceled. Everybody makes mistakes. All right, let me get into this Kanye versus Soulja Boy. And also hit that click now, subscribe button. Like, share, comment. And I got maybe one more topic to get into after this, and I'll be done with this episode. Normally they don't be this long, but I gathered up a bunch of topics. Kanye versus Soulja Boy. I'm not a Soulja Boy fan. Not really of his music at all. But I got to side with Soulja Boy on this. Like, for Kanye West to sit there and say he pulled Soulja Boy's verse off his album, and that's what the beef is over. He pulled Soulja Boy's verse off the album. And Soulja Boy got upset and he went in his rant about it. You know, his entertaining rant. Soulja Boy's so entertaining with his rants. So he basically goes on his rant. And Kanye, of all people, should know what you're going to get when you get Soulja Boy on your song. And if you're expecting this dope verses, this Soulja Boy spitting bars, that's not what you're going to get. I mean, Soulja Boy is one of the most basic rappers there is. But he's entertaining and he's a genius. I'm going to say it. Soulja Boy is a genius. Super smart. He knows how to make music. But he's not. He's a basic rapper. Kanye knew. I mean, you know what Soulja Boy is. So this idea that you called a guy up to come on your album and then you pull it, you knew what to expect. Kanye looks like a hypocrite right now, man. And Soulja's got all the right to be upset. Like, don't call me and then I come and I do what I do and now you pulling my joint. And all due respect, Soulja Boy has a certain fan base that Kanye really doesn't have. And that's why you do songs with artists like this, is to tap into their fan base. Not necessarily because they're going to get on the record and they're going to spit bars. And I know Soulja Boy said, everything that comes out of my mouth is hot, is fire. It's not. I mean, as an artist, you're supposed to think that, but we got to come back down to reality. You got to come back down to reality, you know. And you're supposed, let me rephrase that. Not supposed to think that. You're supposed to say that. You're supposed to say that. Because all due reality, everybody ain't putting out hits every single time. Drake don't even put out a hit every single record. Not every single record, you know. I mean, all the singles are hits, but nobody puts out. It just is. Every single song can't be a hit, you know. So we got to be realistic about expectations from song to song to song. So everything ain't fire in his mouth. But Soulja Boy's right, man. I mean, you don't call me up, take my verse off, when you know this is what I do, this is what you're going to get, this is who I am, and when you come to Soulja Boy, this is the kind of fan base you're tapping into, you know? And so, yeah, I definitely got to side with Soulja on this. I mean, Kanye look like a hypocrite right now, man. You look a dumber than a bag of bricks, man. I mean, you know what to expect. You know this. You know? You know, like, I understand Kanye comes from producer for Jay-Z and whatnot, starting out producer for Jay-Z, Benny Siegel, and stuff like that. But guess what? Soulja Boy ain't that kind of rapper. He's not that kind of artist, man. You know, and you shouldn't expect him to be. So I'm on Soulja Boy's side on this. All right, now I want to get into this little topic. This is my last topic. I'm not going to be on it too much. I'm going to try to keep it short. But it kind of goes into the line of this Kyle Rittenhouse trial. And also, screw Geraldo. I don't even know why they have him on the five. He just, I don't know. Some of the stuff he says just makes no sense whatsoever. But watching this Kyle Rittenhouse trial, like, y'all trying to paint these narratives that a person who self-defends themselves now is a vigilante. It's now, y'all trying to make it criminal to self-defend yourself. This is the problem I have. Like, you know, if y'all wanted to defund the police or get rid of police, there's a big portion of big portion of people that just want to defund police, get rid of police altogether. That's cool. If you want to get rid of police, that's fine. Long as you understand that people are going to get shot and killed in the street every single day, and there's not going to be no justice for it. Because once you take away the cops, if you think civilian justice is going to happen, no. Because once you get rid of all the cops, then I'm going to have to walk to the store every single time with my 12-gauge shotgun. Because when there's no cops whatsoever, then all the criminals are going to rob all the civilians, the non-criminals. All the criminals are going to rob all the non-criminals. They're going to break in all the non-criminals' houses. All the criminals are breaking the non-criminals' houses. All the criminals are robbing the non-criminals at gunpoint. All the criminals are killing the non-criminals. You know, they'll just be taking everything. Like, criminals will just be running wild. So, you know, as long as y'all are cool with that and y'all understand that when I go to the store and somebody tries to rob me at gunpoint and I shoot them with my 12-gauge right there, and I just keep walking and go buy my eggs and my milk, I don't want to hear jack shit from nobody. And now you're trying to make it where people who commit self-defense are vigilantes. If a person can't even commit self-defense, if you can't even commit self-defense, then guess what? Everything on this planet is a crime. Every single thing on this planet is a crime if you can't even do self-defense. If I can't even stop somebody from shooting me, or stop, if I can't shoot somebody who's about to stomp on my head while I'm down on the ground, then everything should be a crime. Because there is a high percentage of murders in America that are committed by people stomping on people's head by hands and feet. There's a high percentage of murders committed by hands and feet. You know, this idea that somebody shoots at you and you can't defend yourself, that's what they're trying to say. Like, Kyle Rittenhouse was shot at. They shot at, somebody shot at him and he can't shoot back. So I'm supposed to just stand there and let somebody shoot me. I'm supposed to just have a shotgun in my hand, let somebody shoot at me, and not shoot back. No. You know what? Anybody who thinks that that's how the way the world's supposed to go, you don't live in reality. You don't live in the real world. You live in this little, those utopias that they call them, the little fairy tale, imaginary, made up worlds that don't exist and never will. Because when somebody threatens your life, somebody shoots at you and you got a gun, you shoot back. If somebody tries to stab you with a knife and you got a knife, you stab them first. If somebody's going to stomp on your head while you're down, which could kill you, you know, two or three, four stomps could kill you. Yeah, you want to stomp on them before they stomp you. You do know that two or three stomps on the head could kill somebody, depending on how big you are. How big you are. You could stomp on somebody's head three times on the ground and kill somebody if you stomp in the right place and hard enough. So you're supposed to just let somebody stomp on you and not defend yourself. Anybody that thinks self-defense is a vigilante, you're dumping in a bag of bricks. You don't live in the real world. You don't understand the laws of nature. You know, you think tigers are sitting there thinking like, oh my gosh, you know, that other tiger's a vigilante because he's defending himself. Yeah, you know, this is what I think about self-defense being vigilante work. Like, you're a vigilante, you commit self-defense on somebody. It's bogus, man. That's the only time that you can kill somebody according to the laws of nature. Oh, my bad. No. Unless you need to eat or somebody's going to kill you. Of course, people don't eat people. Some people do eat people. So I guess, you know, if you're starving to death and you got to eat another person, according to the laws of nature, that is acceptable. Or if somebody's going to kill you or, you know, attack you in your territory. You know, like if somebody tries to attack me in my house, I'm going straight to the shotgun, man. You try to attack me in my house, I'm going straight to the shotgun, man. You know? Straight to the shotgun, because I'm defending myself in my own home. You attack me in my own home, that's threatening. You attack anybody in their own home, that's threatening their life, as far as I'm concerned. You're threatening, because you got to be a bold effort to attack people in their own home. You're asking for it. It's like somebody breaking into somebody's house while they sleep. I'm not going to sit there and warn you that I'm going to shoot you. You're dead. You done broke into the house while I'm sleeping. Sleeping. I don't know what your intentions are. For all I know, your intentions could be to kill me. Because if your intentions were to rob me, why are you doing it while I'm here? Why are you breaking? Anytime somebody breaks into your house while you're there, you got to assume that their intentions are more than just robbing you. That they could have intentions to killing you. Because, you know, if you just wanted to rob them, you just break in their house while they're gone. You don't break in the house while they're there. Because now that's a threatening manner. And if you break into somebody's house and they shoot you, that, you know, that's not a vigilante at work. That's self-defense. You know? So, yeah, man. And also, for LeBron James, if Kyle Rittenhouse is crying in tears was fake, then he is 10 times a better actor than Leonardo DiCaprio, Samuel Jackson, and Denzel Washington combined. And yeah, he shouldn't have had a gun across state border. But guess what? The cops should have also been doing their job. If the cops were able to do their job, then actual civilians wouldn't have to. And this is that fairy tale mindset. Y'all think once the cops are gone and there's no more cops that everybody's just gonna hold hands off into the sunset. Just skippity doo da, skippity a off into the sunset, you know, holding hands, you know, with rainbows and flowers, you know, falling out of the sky, balloons and graffiti and everywhere. No, that is horse shit. That's complete horse shit. The world's too overpopulated for that, first of all. Everybody doesn't get along for that, first of all. And everybody would never get along, first of all. People are always going to hate other people. People are always going to dislike other people. You know why? Because that is reality. That's the real world. But some of y'all just seem to think, y'all watch too many movies, y'all read too many fairy tales, and seem to think that we're all just supposed to love each other. No! We all don't play by the same rules. We all don't follow the same rules. First of all, for everybody to love each other, we all have to follow the same rules. Everybody ain't following the same rules. Some of y'all skip the line. People don't like people who skip lines. And they never will. There's always going to be people that don't like people that just skip lines. I know when you're in a grocery store, damn near half the people in the line will get upset if somebody just goes up and skips the line. They all get upset. Stop it, man, with these fairy tales, non-realistic ideas that will never, ever exist. The utopia y'all thinking of is if like 10 people was on the planet, and that's just it, and all 10 of them got along. Just so great. But once you start getting to 100, 1,000, million, billion, we're not all going to get along. We all don't like the same things to get along. First of all, we don't follow the same rules to get along. We don't play by the same rules. Man, some people have been criminals their whole life from day one. And some people have never been criminals their whole life. So the criminal, the career criminal is supposed to run off in the sunset holding hands with the non-career criminal. Man, where do y'all get these ideas from, man? Y'all got no common sense whatsoever if y'all think that's how it works. That's not how it works. And I better stop because I'll be going all day. It's a Sunday. I got nothing better to do anyways. Orders are slow on Sunday. Football don't start till about one, you know, time drags and whatnot. But once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. My name is Paul Pickett. This is the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P. And tomorrow I'll be doing Paul's Power Picks, Triple P, Paul's Power Picks on the Paul Pickett Podcast. Don't forget my audio version of my podcast goes to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, Stitcher, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and more. You can Google Paul Pickett Podcast, PaulPickett. Don't forget my podcast is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz. If you need online and marketing promotions and advertising for your product, your service, or your music, check out promopalace.biz. If you're a dog lover, you're a cat lover, you're an animal lover, you're an animal rights activist, and you like t-shirts, hoodies with dogs and cats on them, or sneakers, check out newlitter.com. That's New Litter Apparel at newlitter.com. And for Shizzle, before I got to go, I got to shout out one of my favorite brands, Dizzle. Do your Dizzle. Dizzlebrand.com. Dizzle, just add ice, Dizzle on ice. Check them out, dizzlebrand.com. And I know I said it for the last few episodes, but I got 3 new bottles coming on the way. Just waiting for them to get here. But check them out, dizzlebrand.com. A bunch of recipes on there, on the website. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook. Of course, I run the Facebook and whatnot. And somebody else runs the Instagram. But yes, I want to thank y'all for tuning in on this boring Sunday. To anybody that's on TikTok, follow me live. Please hit that follow. I will follow you back. And if you're tuning in over and over again, I want to thank you for tuning in. Of course, this podcast is 3 days a week, but I think I did 4 days this week and whatnot. And we did a vlog as well. You can check out the vlog on my YouTube channel at Promo Palace LLC. And whatnot. So once again, I want to thank you for tuning in. Yours truly, Paul Pickett, Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. The Common Sense Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. Peace, and I'm out.